And this one is called The Blood on the Altar. It's one of the red ink sections. And I think it's probably one of the more intense sections. But this is taking you back to the cross. On the morning of the 14th of the month, which is tonight, begins the days begin in the evening time, Jesus is hung on the cross at the third hour, which is 9 a.m. The temple was crowded with pilgrims bringing their lambs for the Passover slaughter. So this is actually now the 15th. Because of the great number of lambs to be slaughtered, the afternoon daily offering was performed early so the slaughter of the Passover lamb could be performed during the ninth hour at 3 p.m. So the lambs were killed and their blood applied to the altar. Lines of priests stood with gold and silver basins for passing the blood from priest to priest. Each one would receive a full basin, handed back an empty one. The priest nearest the altar tossed the blood in one single act. The Passover lambs were killed in three consecutive waves. The gates to the inner court were open. First crowd of Israelites with their lambs ready rushed in. Within minutes, the courtyard is stained red with blood. The dead lambs were hung on hooks, their forearms spread on that hook in like a crucifixion pose that they never realized, as they were skinned and prepared for roasting. When the ninth hour arrives, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, a long blast of the shofar signals the Levites to begin chanting the Hallel. Now, this is all those Psalms, 113 to 118. Yep. They were joined by the voices of the thousands of pilgrims gathered at the temple. The sound filled the entire city of Jerusalem and echoed outside the walls where Jesus was hanging on the cross. Here's the Hallel, some of the pieces of the Hallel. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all of his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants. Wow. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Now, God wrote this about 1,000 years before then, knowing he would be hanging on the cross as they sang it. But not only would Jesus be serenaded with the Hallel as he hung on the cross, according to the Mishnah and Talmud, the 18 benedictions were also being prayed. Just going to give you a couple. But Jesus prayed part of the sixth benediction on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. So here's a taste of those benedictions that the people are praying as he's dying. Forgive us, O our Father, for we've sinned. Pardon us, O our King, for we've transgressed. For you, pardon and forgive. Blessed are you, O Lord, who is merciful and always ready to forgive. Then the seventh benediction, look upon our affliction, plead our cause, and redeem us speedily for your name's sake. For you are a mighty redeemer. Blessed are you, O Lord, the redeemer of Israel. They don't realize they're killing their Messiah. They're killing the Son of God. It was the ninth hour as the Passover lambs were slain in the temple. As the sky grew black, the earth quaked, the veil was torn, and Jesus, the Lamb of God, died.